Oh, I don't know if I know this one. Okay. Well, how's it go? Okay. Okay.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Taught me all else to be, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, by day or by night. While walking or sleeping, thy presence my light.
Number three.
Great God of heaven, my victory won. May I reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven's sun. Heart of my heart, oh, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all.
Okay, let's try another one. What do you think? What? 357. I think all of us, as well as Billy Graham, know this one. One in three, one in three, one in three.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come.
Verse 3.
Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Alrighty. Okay. Hey, I got somebody in the back. 89. It's 1 and 4.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, dry the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. Mortals, join the mighty chorus which the morning stars begun. Love divine, so reigning o'er us, binding all within his span. Ever singing, march we onward, victors in the midst of strife. Joyful music leads us onward in the triumph song of life.
Okay, sorry. 348. Softly and tenderly, 1 and 4.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you. On the portals, he's waiting and watching, waiting for you and for me. Come home, come home, you who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. Oh, for the wonderful love he has promised, promised for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home, you who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home.
Okay, any more? We got time for one more, I believe. What?
57.
Remember 57. Oh, for a thousand tongues we sing. What verses? 1 and 5. 1 and 5.
Oh, for a thousand tongues we sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of his grace. He speaks, and listening to his voice, new life the dead receive. The mournful broken hearts of rejoice, the humble poor relieve.
Okay, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Hey, good morning, everyone. How are y'all doing today? All right. I'm Steve. Welcome to worship at the greatest Methodist church in Yucaipa. Please sign in on a red pad. Giving you a little time to sign in. Right. Hey, you're always very special. You should know today that you are wished the nicest things that life can bring your way, like warm and loving wishes, happiness, cheer, and everything you need to start another happy new year. Happy birthday, Janine, Sharon, Kathy, Mike, Amy, Brent, Barbara, David, Bruce, Nancy, and Brianna. Happy birthday. Birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Yes.
All right. The October newsletter is available in the narthex. This is the first church I've been to where I learned the word narthex. It's pretty cool. So please contact the office if you have email and can read it online, or if you get one in the mail but can pick it up at the church instead. Good Samaritan Fund, please give money or state or scrip cards to Good Samaritan Fund. This money is used to help those less fortunate with food. We are the Cereal Church. Donate a few boxes of cereal, canned goods, or other food items anytime to help. We will bring it at the end of the month to ICSC, can distribute it to the families that are in need. Please sign up for the next Pastor's Lunch on Wednesday, October 18th at 12 noon, Legend 8 Chinese Restaurant in Cala Mesa. The cost is $15 per person. If you need transportation, please contact Pastor Phillips or Lauren in the church office. They'll make sure you're good to go. There's a guy named Stephen Mickle. He's looking for gently used adult clothing for inmates. They're being released from prison, mostly male clothing. The requirements, no dress codes, clothes like coats or prom gowns, swimsuits, tank tops, or dress shoes, just slippers, tennis shoes, t-shirts, maybe casual. You know, we don't want to release them where they're already looking like gangsters, okay? All right. So, yeah, if you bring them here, I'll take care of them, so you don't have to throw them away or do anything else. Hey, you're coming to church anyhow, so... That saves you a trip to Goodwill, right? All right. I can be your Goodwill. All right. I can only imagine the inspiring true story behind Mercy Me's beloved chart-topping song that brings ultimate hope to many is a gripping reminder of the power of forgiveness. The Guernsey Literary Potato Pie Pill Society. A writer forms an unexpected bond with the unique residents of Guernsey Island when she decides to write about their wartime experiences. Shown in Faith. Okay. All right, Hearts Grow. Yeah, Hearts Grow's on vacation right now, so they'll be they'll be back in a month. Sorry about that, Deb. I should have let y'all know. But yeah, they'll be back in a month. Pick up your Samaritan's Purse Christmas shoebox for children in a fellowship hall today. Suggestion list for boy-girl gifts 2 to 4, 5 to 9, and 10 through 19 or 14 years old will be provided. Please include a $10 cash stash in a box so that they can take care of all the postage and everything. Potluck today for the final Season 3 episode of The Chosen. But yeah, don't miss that one. Amen. Now please stand for the call to worship. May the Lord answer you when you are in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you.
May he send you help from the sanctuary and grant you support from Zion.
May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings.
May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed.
Please sing hymn 156, verses 1 through 3. Pass of peace, joys and concerns will follow. Zoom can unmute to speak.
Peace be with you. Thank you, Steve, for doing this. Welcome everyone, and we welcome all those faithful ones who is always faithful to come to join us on Zoom worship. Hello, Helen. Good to see you today, as usual. And so good to see Lois. And so good to see June and Joyce. And Alicia is also our faithful worshipers. Welcome, Alicia.
Good morning. I have a joy that I had a wonderful week with my grandchildren, and we had so much fun. It was good.
Have you lost some weight?
Heck no.
There are some Ukrainian refugees at our church. Well, actually, they immigrated. And they're a younger couple, but he has terrible seizures. He used to be a boxer. And now they can't get rid of his seizures, and they're almost life-threatening. So on Tuesday, he's having tests where they bore little holes, put sensors. They have to take him off his meds. I just want to pray for Sergey.
Hey, Deb. I got one, too. Ann's cousin, Scott Merle, has colon cancer. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, please pray for him.
And Katie are traveling all the way to North Carolina via train.
Yeah, so for a safe trip.
and having fun, right?
Yeah, and pray for no train robberies or anything.
And Steve is home taking care of all the animals.
Yeah. Pray for my animals. I take care of them the right way. Don't like starve them or anything.
I have two joys and a sadness, really. I want to update you on Judith. She actually got to physically see the doctor this Friday, and they determined she never had COVID.
Oh, gee.
But she does have a very serious sinus infection that she's only just now getting medication for. She still has her headache and vertigo, but is much better. I got to have lunch with her on Friday.
Very nice.
So, and my sadness / joy is, you know, my brother died a few months ago, and he was an organ donor, and we just received a message from someone who received tissue from him that saved their life. And so even though I'm sad, I am joyful that he helped someone even now.
Very nice. Yeah, Alita's brother passed on very quickly. It was a surprise to everyone, and they had a tough time to accept that, but praise be to God for that to happen.
I can't believe you're old enough to have grandchildren, Deb, but anyway. I've mentioned him before. Ken Patterson, who was suffering with ALS, passed away this week.
So
he's a local resident, you know, he's helped a lot of people. He left behind his wife and two daughters and three grandsons, and if you remember the Patterson family in prayer.
And Ken, would you please introduce the gentleman
right
next to you?
My son, Jim. came for the last showing of The Chosen. Glad to have him here.
Very good.
Welcome.
Yes, absolutely. He and his daughter came to our luncheon a couple of months ago. You have what? How many children do you have? Three? Three daughters, right?
I'm sorry.
That's the best thing that can happen to any family.
Hi, I'm Judy. I have, I don't know what it would be, but continued prayers for my brother. I brought him home from the hospital yesterday. I'm exhausted, But it was a joy to bring him home. That it means he's getting better, but he's still got a long way to go. And I have a real joy. I was just told a couple of weeks ago, but had to keep it secret for a little while. I'm going to be a grandma for the first time. So my son is having a little boy on December 17th, hopefully, around there.
Could be a Christmas boy.
The baby that thinks
Christmas baby. Very nice. Congratulations.
And I don't know if you remember Bianca Forte. You guys have been here for a while, but she's going to have a baby this month too, a little girl.
All right.
Just my sister invited me to go down and see the babies again yesterday, so I got to go visit the babies, and they're doing pretty well, and it's always fun for me. It's the highlight of my week, and I get invited to go visit them.
Please keep praying for Rachel, too.
Yes, of course.
Anybody on Zoom, raise your hand and unmute.
Please join us for the unison prayer. Dear Lord Jesus,
grant us wisdom to acknowledge our weakness and faith to rely upon your power. By your command, closed doors are open wide before us. Your touch heals the broken spirits. There is no problem so big that you cannot solve it. It's not that your hand is short to save us, but that we linger to call upon you. We can draw close to you, for you are always near. May we readily kneel before you and trust every matter of unrest into your care. In your name,
we pray.
Amen. Let us continue our prayers in silence, remembering all those names that have been brought to our attention this morning, and also all our people God has placed into our care, and everyone near and far who needs God's healing presence and touch. Lord Jesus, there are many reasons to celebrate your presence in our life, the blessing that you have bestowed upon us. And there are many reasons that we need to kneel down and bring our concerns and cares in prayer. So Lord, we lift up our hearts, our praises, our prayers as we come to you this morning. You know where we are in life. You know our need. You know the need of those whom that you have placed in our life circle. We love them dearly. Our heart goes out to them because of their situation. You are the living God, O Lord. You may be invisible, but we can talk to you. We can feel you. We can feel your presence. And Lord, you have manifested your power and presence over and over, and we have experienced your power, your healing touch, over and over. And we ask you to do it again. Reach out unto us,
reach out unto all those loved ones and reach out unto people and touch them, heal them, and meet their need. So, Lord, this is our action of faith, that we bring all our cares, all our concerns, and all our problems unto your presence. And by faith, we entrust all that we have, all that trouble us, into your hand. We know that by your love and your grace, you have sustained our lives, and you have provided for us without failing unto this day. And we know by faith, O Lord, you have done the same for our loved ones. But we are weak, O Lord. We need to experience your power once more. We need to hear your voice once more. So we open our hearts and open the life of our loved ones and ask you to come and speak to us once more, touch us once more, heal us once more with your power and your presence, that we may continue on, that we may gain strength and health to fight on, that we may continue to carry out your will and your ministry and share the love that you have given unto us with one another. As we acknowledge that we've been blessed in every possible way because you are our sovereign God who has a full control over every matter of our lives. So we yield to you, we yield to your power and your plan that you have for us. And now, as a community of faith, we pray together that you continue to fulfill your will through us, that you continue to use us as your instrument, that we may bring glory to you. So we now join our hearts in prayer, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Okay, please look at your insert. His Eyes on the Sparrow, verses 1 through 3.
His eyes. sorrow, and I know let not your heart be troubled. His tender word I heed, and resting on his goodness, I lose my doubts and fears. Though by the path he leadeth, but one step I may eyes is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free, for his eyes is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, songs give place to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw the closer to him. From care he sets me free. His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eyes is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm sparrow, and I know he watches me.
Now for our scripture reading, Luke 15, 17 through 31. But when he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired hands have bread enough to spare, but here I am dying of hunger. I will get up and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me like one of your hired hands.' So he set off and went to his father. But while he was still afar off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion. He ran and put his arms around him and kissed him. Then his son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his slaves, 'Quickly, bring out a robe, the best one, and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. And get the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to celebrate. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and approached the house, he heard music and he heard dancing. He called one of the slaves and asked what was going on. He replied, 'Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he got him back safe and sound. Then he became angry, refused to go in. His father came out and began to plead with him. But he answered his father, "Listen, for all these years I've been working like a slave for you. I've never disobeyed your command, yet you've never given me even a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came back, who's devoured your assets with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him." Then the father said to him, "Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours."
Thank you, Steve. Good morning, everyone. So good to see you all here. And so good to see you all via Zoom. Wherever you are, I pray that we will experience God's presence this morning and hear God's voice speaking softly to us, to our hearts and our ears, that we may be assured of his presence and of his love. A bar owner locked up his place at 2 a.m. and went home to sleep. Even though he ran the business for years, he never got used to his routine and always collapsed after work. As soon as he came home, he threw himself onto the bed. As he was about to fall asleep fast, the phone rang. "What time do you open up in the morning?" he heard an obviously intoxicated man inquire. The owner was furious. He slammed down the receiver and went back to bed. A few minutes later, there was another call, and he heard the same voice ask the same question. "Listen," the owner shouted, "there is no sense in asking me what time I open because I wouldn't let a person in your condition in." "I don't want to get in," the caller interjected. "I want to get out." The guy locked in the bar could have stayed and drunk as much as he wanted all through the night, free of charge. Thankfully, he still left some sense to make the right decision to get out of the bar. Leaving dangerous places and quitting bad habits are good choices to make. But abandoning good things while running away from a sweet home is unwise and detrimental. The only thing that awaits those who make the foolish decision is regret. Sadly, some go down the unwise path, as the prodigal did. The parable of a prodigal son speaks timeless truth about runaways and the consequences, and also human psychology of denial, which we can relate to our mistakes in prayer life. How did the second son decide to leave his home? Why? His lifestyle shortly after he left his home hints at the reason. He squandered his wealth in dissolute living, which is typically marked by indulgence in things. He lived in the happiest home under the most fabulous father, but the naive son was simply out of his mind. He fantasized that life out in the world was better and happier, which speaks indirectly to his unappreciation and denial of a good home. Now, denial is not necessarily bad, but serves many good purposes. Denial is a defense mechanism built into our nature to protect ourselves from harm. Repudiation to destructive elements is the right thing to do. A healthy person with a sound mind wants to get out of or an abusive relationship. It is not normal for someone to be submissive to a hurting relationship. People should say no to harmful things and protect themselves. Wanting to be alone is an act of denial to build a protective barrier. Letting it go is a denial to put up problems that could jeopardize someone. But again, denial of good things, beneficial things, is nonsensical. The denial of the prodigal to his wonderful father was a dreadful mistake he regretted afterwards. Interestingly, it wasn't just the prodigal son who had the denial issue. The older brother had also the same issue. The older brother is usually perceived as an opposite figure to the prodigal. He never left home, never squandered his father's wealth, and always remained faithful to his father. But he chose not to celebrate his brother's return, was unwilling to forgive him, and showed indifference to the well-being of his own brother, and did not value his father's mercy and faithfulness. His unsympathetic reaction unveiled a form denial. He was unappreciative of a perfectly happy home. He denied the goodness of his father. The father pleaded with him and said, "Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours." In other words, the older son possessed every good thing, but lived in denial of a good life. Considering strictly from the perspective of denial, older son share the same trait as the prodigal son. He never left home, but was a prodigal in disguise. Denial found in two sons shed light on our approach to handling problems in life. How do people tackle problems? A typical problem-solving skill goes like this. First, ask good questions. Is it really a problem or not? If it is something I can live with, it is not a problem. If it needs to be dealt with, find out the root cause. Once they figure these out, they look into all available options and decide which would work best. However, Christian way of handling problems is different from the way non-believers handle. We do ask questions to define our problems and figure out the causes, but what follows the first few steps sets us apart. We put God as the primary resource to solve problems among all the available resources. Speaking of resources, to the prodigal, his father was just one of many secondary, insignificant resources. Like any ordinary man, he relied heavily on financial resources, which brought him many temporary friends and pleasures. His resources ran out quickly, and he ended up in a swamp.
Everything he had done and happened to him up to that point was wrong. He finally came to his senses and returned to his father. And I'm going to name the mistake the prodigal made a spiritual detour. A spiritual detour. Believers who does not place God as the primary resource to solve problems have a potential to waste time, energy, and financial resources and take a spiritual detour, during which they experience needless pain. Is there such a thing as needless pain? Paul said in Romans 8, all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. God can use all things, even our mistakes, to bring good to us. Even pain could serve us to get mature and bring closer to God. Pains serve a good purpose and help the prodigal come to his senses. But he could have stayed home and did not have to go through the misery in the first place. The parable of the prodigal warns that everyone running away from God walks on this predictable path of a spiritual detour. God is omniscient. God knows everything. God is omnipotent. He is all-powerful. There is nothing that God cannot do. God not only knows our problems, but has the power to solve them. However, we approach problems like the prodigal did sometimes. We first try every human resources we have to solve problems. When our resources run out and still cannot solve, then we go to God as our last resort. Instead of taking problems to the Lord in prayer as our first choice, we take a prolonged detour. So what happened during that spiritual detour? We most likely endure needless pain, as accurately described in the hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. What an accurate description of what we often do. The following story appeared in the newsletter called Our America. Dottie Gedion, a school teacher for 13 years, decided to travel across America and see the site she had thought about. Traveling alone in a truck with camper in tow, she launched out. One afternoon, rounding a curve on I-5 near Sacramento, in rush hour traffic, a water pump blew on her truck. She was tired, exasperated, scared, and alone. In spite of the traffic jam she caused, no one seemed interested in helping. Leaning up against the trailer, she prayed, "Please, God, send me an angel, preferably one with mechanical experience." Within 4 minutes, a huge Harley drove up, ridden by an enormous man sporting long black hair, a beard, and tattooed arms. With an incredible air of confidence, he jumped up and, without even glancing at Dottie, went to work on the truck. Within another few minutes,
he flagged down a larger truck, attached a low chain to the frame of the disabled Chevy, which whisked the whole 56-foot rig up the freeway, and whisked the whole 56-foot rig up the freeway onto a side street, where he calmly continued to walk on the water pump. The intimidated school teacher was too dumbfounded to talk, especially when she read the paralyzing word on the back of his leather jacket. Guess what? Hell's Angels, California. As he finished the test, he finally got up the courage to say, "Thanks so much," and carry on a brief conversation. Noticing her surprise at the whole ordeal, he looked her straight in the eye and mumbled, "Don't judge a book by its cover. You may not know who you're talking to." With that, he smiled, closed the hood of the truck, and straddled his Harley. With a wave, he was gone as fast as he had appeared. She did not take a long detour, but a shortcut to take her problem to God in prayer, and God's answer came lightning fast. Speaking to God about our problem is the most practical method to solve problems, for it saves time and money. Kneeling in prayer before looking into other solutions is the wisest thing to do, because God is the best problem solver. Carrying everything to God in prayer as our first choice helps us avoid a needless detour and needless pain. Amen. Let us now prepare ourselves to come to the table of God's mercy. The Lord be with you and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died.
Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these of gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. As we partake in this piece of broken bread, let us remember the body of Christ Jesus, broken for our salvation. We all drink from one same cup, the cup that Jesus prepared with his own blood. He shed his blood to the very last drop for the forgiveness of our sins. So now, as we remember the sacrifice of Christ Jesus with his unconditional love, let us now eat and drink from the table that Jesus has prepared for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this precious reminder of your sacrifice. We are forever grateful for your cross. In Jesus' name, amen.
Bravo, bravo.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures he below. Christ whose power of leaves, praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Lord Jesus Christ, you are the giver of every good things in our life, and this thanksgiving to you is our humble acknowledgement how much blessed we are. We rededicate ourselves to continue to carry out your will in this life. So, Lord, receive this offering and bless it that we may be a participant and your disciples to continue to build your kingdom in the world today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Number 526, what a friend we have in Jesus.
Delicacies so many wonderful cooks brought to the fellowship hall this morning. So please go to the fellowship hall and enjoy the lunch. All right, let us pray. We are so grateful that you are our faithful companion. You never failed to give us answers to our prayers. You are so kind to listen to what we have to ask. So, Lord, thank you. Thank you for all the answered prayers and even the unanswered prayers, because in your opportune time, you will grant us answers. Encourage us, O Lord, that we may not be feel discouraged and disheartened as we continue in this life with prayers, believing that the answers are coming, not from this world, but from you directly. And you always give us the best answers. So, Lord, thank you. Thank you for this privilege we have. And may we continue on praying for ourselves, praying for everyone in our life, that we may bring glory unto you. As we share this with one another and with this world, that we have this confidence of your living presence, because we see the answers to our prayers, as always. Send us forth with confidence in this, and send us forth in your peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, now in peace, never be afraid.